The Satanic Verses, written by Salman Rushdie and read by Sagar Arya.
Dedicated to the individuals and organizations who have supported this publication. Satan, being thus confined to a vagabond, wandering, unsettled condition, is without any certain abode. For though he has, in consequence of his angelic nature, a kind of empire in the liquid waste or air, yet this is certainly part of his punishment, that he is without any fixed place or space allowed him to rest the sole of his foot upon. Daniel Defoe, The History of the Devil. Part 1. The Angel Jibril. Chapter 1.
To be born again,
sang Jibril Farishta, tumbling from the heavens.
First you have to die, Hoji, Hoji, to land upon the bosomy earth. First one needs to fly, ta-ta-ta, ta-ka-tun. How to ever smile again, if first you won't cry? How to win the darling's love, mister, without a sigh? Baba, if you want to get born again.
Just before dawn, one winter's morning, New Year's Day or thereabouts, two real, full-grown, living men fell from a great height. 29,002 feet. Towards the English Channel, without benefit of parachutes or wings, out of a clear sky.
I tell you, you must die. I tell you. I tell you.
And thusly and so beneath a moon of alabaster, until a loud cry crossed the night.
To the devil with your tunes!
The words hanging crystalline in the iced white night.
In the movies, you only mimed to playback singers, so spare me these infernal noises now!
Jibril, the tuneless soloist, had been cavorting in moonlight as he sang his impromptu ghazal. Swimming in the air, butterfly stroke, breaststroke, bunching himself into a ball, spread-eagling himself against the almost infinity of the almost dawn, adopting heraldic postures, rampant, couchant, pitting levity against gravity.
Now he rolled happily towards the sardonic voice. Oh, hey, Salad Baba, it's you! Too good! What ho, old chumch!
At which the other, a fastidious shadow, falling headfirst in a grey suit, with all the jacket buttons done up, arms by his side, taking for granted the improbability of the bowler hat on his head, pulled a nickname hater's face.
Hey, Spoono!
Jibril yelled, eliciting a second inverted wince.
Proper London, bhai, here we come. Those bastards down there won't know what hit them. Meteor or lightning or vengeance of God out of thin air, baby. Dhaam! Wham! What an entrance, yaar, I swear! Splat!
Out of thin air, a big bang, followed by falling stars. A universal beginning. A miniature echo of the birth of time. The jumbo jet, Boston, flight AI-420, blew apart without any warning, high above the great, rotting, beautiful, snow-white, illuminated city, Mahagoni, Babylon, Alphaville. But Jibril has already named it. I mustn't interfere. Proper London, capital of Vilayat, winked, blinked, nodded in the night. While at Himalayan height, a brief and premature sun burst into the powdery January air, a blip vanished from radar screens, and the thin air was full of bodies, descending from the Everest of the catastrophe to the milky paleness of the sea. Who am I? Who else is there? The aircraft cracked in half. A seed pod giving up its spores. An egg yielding its mystery.